In part three of our Emmitt Smith series, Emmitt leaves University of Florida and heads to the NFL to begin living the dream he always had as a child. After having a successful individual career at the University of Florida, there were still some NFL scouts that characterized Smith as too small, too slow to play in the big man's league. Just as he did when he enrolled at UF, Smith set out to prove the naysayers wrong.
Many folks would say various things about me. That's just the way it is. And I cannot control what they say. The only thing I can control is my attitude, my approach to the game, my performance when I'm on the football field. And at the end of the day, when it's all over and said and done, how did I stack up against some of the best that have ever played a game?
Smith was drafted with the 17th pick in the 1990 NFL draft by the Dallas Cowboys, his favorite childhood team. In his rookie season, Smith was thrust into the starting role and promptly finished the year with just shy of 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns and was named NFL Rookie of the Year. In 1991, Smith began a run of individual success never seen before in NFL history. For the next 11 years, from 1991 to 2002, Smith racked up 11 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons, including his best year in 1995, when he led the Cowboys to their third Super Bowl in 4 years, behind 1,773 yards rushing and 25 touchdowns. As the seasons rolled on and Smith continued to consistently run for huge yardage totals, Walter Payton's record of 16,726 rushing yards was in jeopardy. On the morning of October 27, 2002, Smith and the Cowboys were set to take on the Seattle Seahawks at Texas Stadium in Dallas, and Smith found himself only 93 yards away from the record.
I knew what was at stake that day, and I knew that we had to get it done in Texas Stadium because the next week we were on the road. And so that morning I woke up with the excitement and the focus that we need to make it happen today, and I'm going to give it my all. And I was excited. I intended for that day to be one of the most amazing moments in my career.
Smith hadn't rushed for more than 100 yards in a game that season, but when the clock hit zero, Smith was the new all-time leading rusher in NFL history as he finished the day with 109 yards. In 2003, Smith was released by the Cowboys and played two more years with the Arizona Cardinals. In 2005, Smith decided to hang up his cleats for good as he was released from the Cardinals, signed a one-day contract with the Dallas Cowboys, and announced his retirement. Smith experienced that moment of knowing he was finished during the 2004 season when he returned to Dallas.
I knew I was done when I came back and played against the Dallas Cowboys as an Arizona Cardinal. When I got dressed in the visitors' locker room, and I was looking around, and I come to realize that I'm in the visitors' locker room, and I felt out of place. I felt like I was supposed to be over in the home locker room getting dressed like I've done for 13 years. And it absolutely broke my heart to sit in that visitor's locker room and think that I'm not with the team that I've always loved.
Smith finished his 15-year career with 18,355 rushing yards and 175 total touchdowns, second only to Jerry Rice with 208. While he knew he would miss the game he had played his whole life, Smith was ready to move on and spend time with his family, as well as become a CEO of his own company. Tune in next week as the story takes a turn from his football career and focuses on present-day Emmitt Smith. For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Yancey Cook.